So you've got to be sitting around a table. So don't sit in isolation. And I'm going to redistribute some of us so that we don't just have just a family. It's good to sit together in families, but also we don't just have a family, just one family on one table. So at least on the table there should be one or two or three. Yeah, please join this table. Or four or six or ten families studying together. We are following a pattern which I just believe that God... Do we have the outline? I'm sure we had the outline printed somewhere. Where's Inkem? Where's she? Okay. All right. So please distribute on every table. And I will just kind of give us an instruction of the pattern which we will be following as we study the Word of God together. We welcome those who may be studying with us online. I don't know how they can do it because they don't have the copy of the outline, because the outline is what we are studying. So on each table, at least there should be the study outline. The study outline is just the scriptures we shall be looking at. So we'll be looking at these scriptures together, table by table. So please, as we have young people on the table, we want adults to on the table. And we want our engineers also not to be left out. So in the name of Jesus, whatever is causing that sound, we bind you. All right. Okay, so let me explain the pattern. On each of the tables, please, everyone is a leader. Please tell yourself, I am a leader. And the first person I lead... Please answer. The first person I lead is not other people, but myself. Okay. Well done. So we will read these scriptures. I will read the whole, I think we've got about 12 or so verses. Can we adjust all these things so that we don't have any distraction? I will read the verses to us. Listen when I read it once, and then twice will be when you will read it yourself. And then I just want us to listen out as we read it to ourselves. What we will do, okay, we are going to read it three times. So this is the pattern. I will read it once on each table. Someone will read it twice, and on each table, everyone will read it three times, the third time. So that means you will read it to yourself. And while all the reading is going on, this is very simple what we're going to do, right? What we're simply going to do is that if anything comes to your mind, anything strikes you, anything occurs to you as the reading is going on, please take note of it or write it down, and that is what we will share among ourselves tonight. So let me explain again, because we are building a spiritual house. Something is jamming the frequency somewhere there. We're building a spiritual house. So when we're building, we start from the foundation, scratch. So there's a pattern we're going to start from this May. which is what we're doing today. So it's still new to us, so I'm taking my time to explain. It's just going to be very more participatory now. We've been teaching. So we want everyone now to start studying, and let us study together. So I will read the verses once. On your table, appoint somebody there to read it the second time to the table. And then the third time, you read it to yourself. And then anything that occurs to you, write it down. Anything at all. Anything. So tonight, to just give us a channel we will follow, is the title we have is Holy Life, Living the Whole Counsel of God. Living the Whole Counsel of God. So I read Acts chapter 20 from verse 26 to 38. So listen now while I read it. Acts 20 verse 26, I read, "Therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. Therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after themselves. Therefore watch, and remember that for 3 years, I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I have coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. Yes, you yourselves know that his hands have provided for my necessities. And for those who were with me, I have shown you in every way, by laboring like this, that you must support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.' And when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. Then they all wept freely and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spoke, that they will see his face no more. And they accompanied him to the ship." So that is the first reading. So the second reading on each table, please, I will just want us to appoint a reader on each table. So please, let's consult each other now, because it's an interactive study. So you please talk amongst each other and appoint somebody who will read to the table. Yeah? Who's reading to the table? Have you appointed someone? Or you are still debating? Okay? Are we ready? Ready? Is that table ready? Ready here, there, and there, and there. Okay. So let the readers read to the tables. Praise God. I can see we're enjoying the study. It's participatory. God is building a spiritual house. We want to kind of from time to time follow this pattern so that we can interact, we can share, and we can learn from one another and trust the Holy Spirit to be our guide. All right, so we just want contributions from each table. The three questions we're asking ourselves is, what can you learn from the above passage? And then what are you going to start doing from what you are learning? And the third one is, what are you going to do about it today? So it's one thing to say, yeah, I'm going to start doing this. It's another thing to take action right now to start at least doing something about it. So we want to go from table to table. The people watching online want to contribute, they are free to contribute, but we want to be breaking bread. All right, so which table we want to kick off? That table looks exciting. Please give them a microphone there. Can somebody just summarize in a minute or two what the different things people picked up from this passage? Different things. So just be brief. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. The topic says holy life, living the whole counsel of God. I think the title explains the whole thing that Paul was about. Paul led a holy life, and then he led the people of God. He encouraged them to also lead and live a holy life. He led them physically, and he also led them spiritually by the grace of, by the power of the Holy Spirit in him. And then he also taught them to give according to the word of God. Like Jesus Christ said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And as a leader, and as a prophet, and a man of God, an apostle, the man did not live a double life. He did not live a lifestyle of flamboyancy, and then the flock were living in penury. He led them the way he was. He led by example, by the grace of God. And the people that were with him, he was mindful of them. And he said, this works very well. And then he was not a liar.
Right.
He was not a false apostle. And they could not contradict what he was saying. And they could not challenge it because he was saying the truth. These days, we see pastor that, not our pastor.
Okay, let me just cut in there so that we don't go a little bit too much so that we can take contributions. Okay, so that's what we have learned, I believe, discussed on that table. What are people on that table saying that they will start doing from what they've learned from this? What will they start doing?
We will start giving.
Okay.
And when we give, we not want, we won't expect anything back. We give as God has commanded us.
Okay.
Because it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Okay. And then the third question. So has anybody identified on that table what they are going to do even today from whatever they've learned from this passage? Did anybody on that table, what they are going to do about it today, what they've learned? For example, Grandma said, it's more blessed to give, just give without, did I get it right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Without wanting anything back.
You are giving not because you want something back. So anybody on the table? What are you going to do tonight, today? Yes, Andrew. Andrew is raising his hand. Yeah, let's hear from Andrew.
I'm going to start practicing what I've learned today.
You're going to start practicing what you've learned. So what exactly? One thing. Just one thing. You've learned many things.
Giving it.
What?
Praying more and giving and receiving. Giving, but
giving.
Not receiving.
So what are you going to give tonight? Example of what you can give. Can you think of something you're going to do? We want people to leave here with a decision. So the study is not yeah, we learn this, yeah, what are we going to do, and what I'm going to do tonight. Okay, let me give you an example of what you can do. You can give prayer, okay? So before you sleep tonight, please pray for me, okay? After you pray for me, you can pray for everybody else. Okay.
Please, one more addition.
We have to quickly.
One of us said,
yeah? Okay.
Yes. Praise the Lord. One of us said, when he used to give,
yeah,
before God actually taught him what to do, that he was giving in order to receive back.
Mm.
When he gives tithes, he wanted to receive something back. When he gives, he wants to receive something back. But God has taught him that he has left that now. In Jesus'
glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
That is something powerful there. Please, let's appreciate that contribution. Thank you. Yes. Which group is ready? Okay. So, summary. Ooh, we've got 6 minutes left. Can we... 2 minutes, okay?
Okay, so the first thing was that Paul as a leader, his boldness in saying that he has declared the whole counsel of God to the people that he led, and we were on our table able to say that we're all leaders, so it's not only pastors that are leaders, every one of us in different areas of our lives are leaders, and we should make sure that as leaders we teach ourselves first, and then the people under us, God's whole counsel. You know, for someone to stand and boldly declare that I'm innocent of the blood of all men, it's a big statement to make. So, what am I going to do? I'm going to continue to declare God's word with boldness and live it out in my own life. So I'm not only saying to people, live like this, and I'm living differently. Because that's what Paul did. He lived his life before God, and that was why he could make that bold statement. Keep watch over ourselves and continually support the weak people, and we will give more as well, work with our hands, so give love and respect. It's not only money we can give. We can give our time, be there for other people. Give ourselves as believers to the word of God more. As one of us talked about the turning, you know, about evangelism, for what Paul was saying, and what she said she was going to do about it from today was she was going to start practicing the script again.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. Please, let's appreciate that contribution. Yes, let's move quickly to another table.
What we learned in our group, a few points. Would I be discerning to know a wolf? So, talked about warning the church about the wolf coming among them. We be discerning enough to know a wolf. We learned about reassuring ourselves to know God for ourselves. We mentioned the fact that it's blessed to give than to receive. Also the point where Paul was telling them about him working with his hands to get his necessities, so he wasn't dependent on the people in the church or praying to get what he needs. He had to work with his hand to get his necessities. And also not being held accountable for any man's blood. So he talked about the fact that he could boldly say he was not responsible for any man's blood. And also we learned about declaring the whole counsel of God as leaders. It comes at a cost. We'll lose friends, we'll lose followers. So it's just to reassure ourselves and warn ourselves about the wolves coming up among us.
Sorry, let me quickly... just clarification. Something about not losing friends. And why? What will make you lose friends? Please just speak into the mic. When you...
We are declaring the counsel of God as leaders, so telling people the truth.
The truth.
Yeah.
Even if it's going to
hurt them,
make you look unpopular.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what Paul was saying there. I'm innocent. I told you the whole truth. Okay. So what are you going to do about it today? Anybody, any decision on that table?
Okay, so our growth in God is our responsibility. So we're going to intentionally spend time with God and create time to spend time
with God. Okay, when you say spend time with God, can you break that down practically?
So for example, when we hear something in the Bible study, we just don't take it literally. We go back and search the scriptures and study so we can grow.
So what are you going to do tonight? Any decision on that table?
Is to start to study. Because verse 32 says that the word is able to build us up.
That's right.
So I should go back to the world with the intention of being built up and learning from the word of God.
Good. So what are you going to study?
Acts 20 again.
Beautiful. Very intentional. Please, let's appreciate that. So tonight, before you go to bed, you're going to read Acts 20. And please, somebody on that table should hold him accountable. It's part of discipleship. Can you pass the mic to them? We hold ourselves accountable. So please, somebody should hold him accountable. So tomorrow you just ask him, did you read Acts chapter 20? And I hope we talk to ourselves too on the table that, you know what, I'm going to do this tonight. Do we understand? So that's how we'll end tonight. We'll tell ourselves what we're going to do and we'll hold ourselves accountable. I think we know each other enough. Yeah, God is building a spiritual house. So three things. Number one, what was the general learning on that table? Number two, what are you going to start doing from what you're learning? And number three, tonight, what are you going to do?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Everyone made a contribution, including the children. So the first set I'm going to read, I think, is a little child.
Please, you need to move the mic.
You get
blessings. Close it to your mouth.
You get blessings when you receive, but it is more blessed when you give.
Mm.
What the scripture says is more blessed to give than to receive. I mean, even in receiving, you get blessing, but you are more blessed when you give. That was an observation from one of the young people on this table.
Lovely.
Another young person said, be careful how you listen to God's words from people.
Mm.
That child picked that from Acts 20, from 29 to 30. So be careful how you listen to God's words from people. So meaning you should always go back to the scripture to cross-check. Then the fathers in the house, they said, in this family of faith, it is the word of God that can build you up and give you inheritance. So as we seek our inheritance, which are promises, we should also bear in mind there are conditions attached to them. So as you go for this inheritance, also try to know what are the conditions that you need to fulfill to gain them. But the word of God is the substance that will build us together as a family of God.
Okay.
So that's from the,
what are you going to start doing from what you're learning?
Yeah, what are we going to start doing? To study the word of God for ourselves, just like the little child said, so that you don't get carried away by other false doctrine.
Okay.
Paul also touched on the dignity of labor, that these hands of mine, okay, so dignity of labor, take care of people around you.
Yeah.
That's an observation, that care for people around you. Wherever you find yourself, consider yourself as an ambassador of Christ, wherever you find yourself. That's Acts 20:28. Then Acts 20:36-37. When we pray, this is from another little child. You see, when we pray, God will answer in his own way.
Wow.
It might not be the way you design it to be, but God will answer in his own way. Then finally, Acts 20:30. Be careful. He said, among yourself shall arise men speaking perversely. So you are here today with us. We're doing this study together. You need to take heed, because tomorrow you might be characterized.
Please just pray for yourself that so I will not be that person
that
who
you and I will not be.
Because that's a serious
among,
statement that Paul made there.
Yourself.
That even among yourselves. Also from among yourselves, verse 30, shall arise among yourselves. Men will rise up, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after themselves. I think one way we can spot, I think this table spoke about discernment of wolves. One way simply that you can spot a wolf is, okay, this whatever this person is teaching, whatever this person is counseling, are they drawing attention to themselves or to God? You see, I just wanted to chip that in, because that's one of the ways when I'm listening and to charismatic preachers, and people are jumping and screaming and all that, and then I ask myself, at the end of the day, who is taking the glory here. You are trying to draw attention to yourself to show that, but I can't see Jesus, I'm seeing you. All right. Time gone, but let's quickly summarize. Lovely, lovely. Sorry, what are you going to do tonight? We didn't get that from this table. Yeah. When we say we will study the Word of God to help us, just like we challenge somebody here, okay, what are you going to study? You've got to be specific. For example, I told myself from last week, I'm going to study 3 books in the Bible, the book of Hosea, the book of Leviticus, and what's the third book now? Lamentation. What's the Lamentation? I wrote it down, actually. So what I'm just saying is be specific. So don't say we'll study the Word of God. Are you getting me? So please challenge yourselves before we go. So we'll get back to you. Yep. Finally.
So some of the things we have learned is, you know, we should work to earn our living.
Work to earn your living. Okay? So yeah. Work.
Yeah.
Yep.
And because verse 34 said, yes, you yourself know that these ants are provided for my necessities and for those who were with me. So we should not steal or take things from people. So we should work for what we earn. And know that, yes, we've worked for it.
Okay.
And also, it is not always from the outside that you receive discouragement. You also receive discouragement from inside as well.
Mm.
So we should also be very sensitive to that. And yeah.
Okay. So what are you going to do?
We've got one more thing.
Go on.
Okay. So what we did was that we learned like how to help like the weak. So weakness doesn't just mean sickness, it means like sadness, like how like you're going through and you could help them, like speaking to them.
When you see somebody who's sad, you can go and speak to them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, or like you could go and pray for them.
Or pray for somebody.
Yeah.
Lovely. Well done, Emmanuel. I know the day you were born. Yeah. Let's hear from the child. Yeah, you want to say something? Did she? Don't be shy. Just say it. Okay, you've changed your mind. All right, so what are you going to do tonight? Any decision from that table? What are people going to do? You're going to do something tonight.
I think it's just the same thing others have been saying. Number one, go back, study the Word of God.
Yeah, what are you going to study?
Lamentation, like you said, sir.
No, not like I said. Not like I said. Study for yourself.
On a more serious note. So
yes, on a very serious note.
Go back and read. Study.
What are you going to study?
Study Act. So go back, study Act 20. Specifically. So,
all right.
That's number one. And
action tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, tonight, before I go to bed, read my Bible, Acts 20.
You read Acts 20.
Yeah.
Lovely. Okay. Let's kind of round up now. Can we just amongst ourselves there commit to something and let's hold ourselves accountable to it so that next time we see each other, we're going to ask. So just quickly go around the table. This is the announcement part. So you're announcing to one another. The meeting is closing with announcement. Okay? And I want to believe that we've taken this thing serious. You see, there are 3 things I'm throwing to us as I believe God has laid on my heart. From now on, beginning from this May, 3 things. We're going to be intentional, we're going to be deliberate, and we're going to be ruthless. We're going to intentionally be doing some things. Deliberately, you're not listening, guys. We're going to be intentionally, for example, you should intentionally listen to me when I'm talking so that you don't lose what I'm saying. We're going to be intentional. We're going to deliberately be doing some things, and we're going to be ruthless with anything that is not according to God's pattern, anything that is sinful, anything that is not of God. So please repeat after me, intentional. deliberate and ruthless. One more time. And for the last time. Right. So intentionally and deliberately, let's hold ourselves accountable. So ask the person next time you see them that, did you do what you said you will do? On Sunday, Uncle Ewa here said he wanted to ask me, because I said the upper Sunday that I wasn't going to get angry again. Yeah. And he came to ask me. So I told him, yeah, I said I almost got angry that week. And I told him how I wiggled my way out of that anger in my college with one of my students. So he held me accountable. So that's the sort of thing we're talking about. We have to grow intentionally and deliberately. Okay, we have contributions here. Hello, family. The audio is poor. Thank you. Much better. Can you hear clearly now? Yes, thank you. You are welcome. All right, verses 33 to 35. Be transparent and accountable. That's somebody online. Said that even, I just read it now, and that's just what I just said about being accountable. So let's be open with one another and be accountable. Amen. Our little group there, I just shared with them. We shared, you know, lovely people behind the engine here. We had a little group too. And I told them that one of the things they should hold me accountable as a leader is that always look at any leader you are following, right? Look at his life, not just what he's teaching. So I told them, always look at me, look at my wife, and look at my children. Hold me accountable for that. So if you see my wife, haywire, my children, I've lost them, then I shouldn't be a leader. Because the qualities of a leader, Paul highlights that. Husband, one wife, have his family, his children to subjection. So these things are not, you know, hard, what do they call it now? They're not rocket science, thank you. So those are this is the way forward, and we want God to build us a spiritual house. Thank you, everybody. Tomorrow we'll be praying 7:30 to 8:30. But all our leaders, because we want to be intentional, deliberate, and ruthless. So if you're a leader in the church, leading a unit, leading any department, this is the leadership accountability. So we'll be sharing that tomorrow. So all the leaders, please, 7 p.m. is our time. And everybody come 7:30, we'll pray. So we meet 7 o'clock. Please let our 7 be 7. If you can't come at 7, please be accountable. We are going to be ruthless with how we lead now. Everybody, let's just fall in line. You know, let's fall in line. So, amen. 7:30 to 8:30 is the general prayer meeting. But 7 o'clock, leaders, we will meet. All leaders and all their assistants. So, and I think that's it. We've got to go now. Thank you, everybody. God bless you. Good night. Hold everybody accountable.